Prologue. The girl's head rested on a small pile of orange and brown leaves. Her almond eyes stared up at the canopy of sycamore, beech and oak, but they didn't see the tentative fingers of sunlight that poked through the branches and sprinkled the woodland floor with gold. They didn't blink as shiny black beetles scurried over their pupils. They didn't see anything anymore, except darkness. A short distance away, a pale hand stretched out from its own small shroud of leaves, as if searching for help or reassurance that it was not alone. None was to be found. The rest of her body lay out of reach, hidden in other secluded spots around the woods. Close by, a twig snapped, loud as a firecracker in the stillness, and a flurry of birds exploded out of the undergrowth. Someone approached. They knelt down beside the unseeing girl. Their hands gently caressed her hair and stroked her cold cheek, fingers trembling with anticipation. Then they lifted up her head, dusted off a few leaves that clung to the ragged edges of her neck, and placed it carefully in a bag, where it nestled among a few broken stubs of chalk. After a moment's consideration, they reached in and closed her eyes. Then they zipped the bag shut, stood up and carried it away. Some hours later, police officers and the forensic team arrived. They numbered, photographed, examined, and eventually took the girl's body to the morgue, where it lay for several weeks, as if awaiting completion. It never came. There were extensive searches, questions and appeals, but despite the best efforts of all the detectives and all the townsmen, her head was never found, and the girl in the woods was never put together again. 2016. Start at the beginning. The problem was, none of us ever agreed on the exact beginning. Was it when Fat Gav got the bucket of chalks for his birthday? Was it when we started drawing the chalk figures, or when they started to appear on their own? Was it the terrible accident, or when they found the first body? Any number of beginnings. Any of them, I guess, you could call the start. But really, I think it all began on the day of the fair. That's the day I remember most. Because of Waltzer Girl, obviously, but also because it was the day that everything stopped being normal. If our world was a snow globe, it was the day some casual god came along, shook it hard and set it back down again. Even when the foam and flakes had settled, things weren't the way they were before, not exactly. They might have looked the same through the glass, but on the inside, everything was different. That was also the day I first met Mr. Halloran. So, as beginnings go, I suppose it's as good as any. 1986. Going to be a storm today, Eddie. My dad was fond of forecasting the weather in a deep, authoritative voice, like the people on the telly. He always said it with absolute certainty, even though he was usually wrong. I glanced out of the window at the perfect blue sky, so bright blue you had to squint a little to look at it. "Doesn't look like there'll be a storm, Dad," I said through a mouthful of cheese sandwich. "That's because there isn't going to be one," Mum said, having entered the kitchen suddenly and silently like some kind of ninja warrior. "The BBC says it's going to be hot and sunny all weekend, and don't speak with your mouth full, Eddie," she added. Dad said, which was what he always said when he disagreed with Mum but didn't dare say she was wrong. No one dared disagree with Mum. Mum was, and actually still is, kind of scary. She was tall, with short dark hair and brown eyes that could bubble with fun or blaze almost black when she was angry, and a bit like the Incredible Hulk, you didn't want to make her angry. Mum was a doctor,